I hope you'll let me have a little time to get some space. Now, I would like to ask you a question. And it's a question that is hard for a lot of us. Namely,
我想问你们诸位一个问题，这个问题也许对我们来讲，是比较难的。
When you hear about evangelism and, you know, that God tells us that our job is to share the gospel with people and to evangelize, what do you feel like?
神告诉我们要广传福音，当我们被问之传福音到底是怎么回事的时候，我们的感觉是什么？
Okay, and what I'm asking is not what is your opinion, but what do you feel inside about the idea of going out and telling people about Jesus?
我问大家的不是我们的认知是什么，而是我们在听到这个问题时候的感觉是什么，对我们所传福音的对象的感觉是如何。
And I know something is that for almost all people, it's a hard thing.
我知道有一件事情，传福音是不容易的事情，对所有的人来讲。
You know, and that there are some people that feel like, I don't have a gift of evangelism. I don't know all the Bible and all of the answers that people have. And I'm afraid that people will ask me questions I ask. And sometimes they worry just about their own personalities, that they're not an outgoing person. And it's hard to talk to people.
对有一些人来讲，传福音不是一件容易的事情，因为他们认为自己对圣经不熟，没有这种传福音的恩赐，或者他们的个性是对人不是那么容易的接触，也不知道跟人家传福音的时候那些经句从哪里来，那个答案从哪里来，所以他们会有一些顾虑。
So I know for some people that, you know, it's I have to go out and I have to make these friends. I have to become really close to themand know them, then I have to tell them all about Jesus. And then, really hard, I have to talk about sin. And this is not easy.
对另外一些人来讲，当他们想到传福音，就是要他们千方百计的跟被传福音的人能够建立起朋友的关系。他们愿意内心想把圣经的知识，把这个福音的道理，把有关耶稣基督的故事来讲给他们。他们真是有这样一颗心，可是他们也不知道到底能够达到这个目的吗？
And so we leave evangelism to, you know, those few people who have the gift of evangelism, or maybe we think, oh, that's what the pastor's supposed to do.
所以因为这些原因的话，我们常常会这样以为，传福音的话就是那几个有恩赐的人的事情，或者就是牧师的事情。
And we look at this passage this morning from 1 Thessalonians, and Paul actually holds up a couple of models, some very simple models about how to do evangelism.
今天早晨我们一起来学习这一段圣经，取自于帖撒罗尼迦前书，让我们看看保罗在这本书里面跟我们阐明的这样一个传福音的几个模范。
And what's interesting in Thessalonians is this is a brand new church. It's only a couple of months old. Paul went there. He was there, we say, for 3 weeks in the synagogue. He probably was there a little bit longer. He spent almost all of his time doing evangelism and little basic, simple discipleship, but then he had to leave.
这段圣经有趣的是，保罗在这个帖撒罗尼迦教会就大概待了三个星期左右的时候，这个教会是一个非常年幼的小刚刚开始的教会。也许保罗在那一段时间里面就跟那里的弟兄姐妹讲了非常简单的福音的道理，然后他就离开了。
And so I think what we learn, if we look at that, is he sort of says, you know, keep sharing the gospel, but keep the gospel simple. Then he says, don't think that evangelism is something that is an individual thing to do. It's something that the church does as a whole, like a team.
因为保罗在那里的时间比较短，所以他对帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹都讲了非常简单的有关福音的道理。然后这里有一个重点，就是说保罗对这个教会是一个整个的教会来教导，整个的教会的弟兄姐妹不是一个单数，而是所有的人。
So he holds up the model of the Church of Thessalonians to us because they're a new church preaching the gospel, but he also holds up the model of speaking the truth in love. He speaks the truth. He's strong like a father. He just says, go out andBe strong like a father, loving like a father, but strong, speaking the truth. But also be gentle like a mother, loving her children. And if you do this, the church as a whole will be successful at sharing the gospel.
保罗在这段圣经里面告诉，借用帖撒罗尼迦教会跟他们所阐明的福音真理的基本要道。要建立这样一个模范，让我们今天的教会的弟兄姐妹都能够向此来看起，就是我们传福音当中既要有向父亲激励这个弟兄姐妹，激励我们慕道友来认识神，又要向有这个母爱的这个爱来传递这样的福音。
Okay, so read with me, just read with me, and we'll do this a couple of sentences at a time. So he starts out, look at what he says. He says in 1 Thessalonians, he's writing to this brand new group of Christians. He says, you became imitators. That's why I talk about being a model. You became imitators of us and the Lord because you received the word of God, the gospel, in much affliction, there was suffering, and with joy in the Holy Spirit,so that you became an example. See, as a model. You as a brand new church became an example to all the believers in Macedonia, which is north of you, and in Achaia, which is south of you.
让我们一起来读这样的一段经文。这里开始的时候在帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章。并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐。领受真道就效法我们，也效法了主，甚至你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
Then he goes on to talk about them being an example. For the word of the Lord, the gospel has sounded forth. It's gone out from you in Macedonia and Achaia, but your faith in God has gone forth everywhere so that we don't have to say anything. So here's this new church.And the gospel is even going out successfully to the areas around that new church.
接着保罗又讲到，因为主的道从你们那里已经传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了，所以不用我们说什么话。
Now he goes on to say, you kept a simple faith.So he says, they themselves report, they talk about, concerning us, what kind of reception that we had among you, how you, and this is the simple faith, look at how simple this is, you turn to God from idols, you stop worshiping idols, you stop worshiping all kinds of gods, and you recognize there is only one God. You turn to God from idols to serve the one and only Living and true God.
因为他们自己已经报名我们是怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。
And then he talks specifically about Jesus and to wait for his son from heaven. You know, that's going to come back. We wait for your son from heaven who will deliver us.From the wrath to come. That is, we're going to wait for Jesus to come back, and then when God's judgment comes on the world for sin and idolatry, we will be delivered.
And to wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescued us from the wrath that is coming.
就是中文还是英文？
等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位，救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
我可以给你翻译。OK， 下一个。So now watch what he does. He goes on and then he talks about himself as an example, but himself as an example of a strong father that speaks the truth and a gentle, loving mother that cares. So it's speaking the truth in love.
然后保罗接着讲，用他自己的经历来讲述传福音当中的两个模范的道理。第一个是他以一个严肃的、严厉的父亲，把真理来跟他的弟兄姐妹们讲清楚。那第二的话呢，他是以一个母爱的这种爱心，在真理里面来跟他们传递这样的福音。
Okay, now watch this. He says, "But we were gentle among you, like a nursing mother." I'm a man. This is hard. We were gentle among you, like a nursing mother caring for her own children, being affectionately desired. We had affection and we desired you, and we were ready to share with you not only the gospel of God, but even our own selves.Because you had become very dear to us. You can hear the mother.
只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
And you remember, brothers, sisters,our labor and toil, how we worked among you night and day that we might not be a burden to you as we proclaim to you the gospel of God.
弟兄们，你们纪念我们的辛苦劳碌，昼夜做工，传神的福音给你们，免得叫你们一人受累。我们向你们信主的人。
And you are witnesses, and God also of our holy,our righteous and our blameless conduct among you believers.
是何等圣洁、公义、无可指摘，有你们做见证，也有神做见证。
Now the Father. Then he says, for you know how like a father with his children, we exhorted each one of you, we encouraged each one of you, and we charged youto walk a manner worthy of God who calls you into his own kingdom and calls you into his own glory.
你们也晓得我们怎样劝勉你们，安慰你们，嘱咐你们个人，好像父亲带自己的儿女一样，要叫你们行事对得起那招你们进他国得他荣耀的神。
Good. Well, let me just pray real quickly and ask for God to speak through me. Father God, I just really pray that your spirit will be here and you'll encourage us and give us hope and confidence that we as a group can share the gospel with love and reach the people around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
天父，我们来向你祷告，求你的圣灵在我们当中。愿你的圣灵让我们激励我们在你里面的信心和盼望，好叫我们日信的将福音的真道传给我们周遭的人。这样祷告，奉主的名，阿门。
Amen. Well, I would first like to tell you I'm very thankful that God did not create me a woman, not because a woman is bad, but because the standard they have to live up to is too high. I can't do it. Now watch.
首先我要向神感恩，因为我被神造的时候不是造成一个女人，倒不是因为女人的有什么不好，而是因为做一个女人来生活在这世界上，确实他们有很高的标准。让我来跟你讲述一下这个标准是怎么样的。
I mean, think about it. Magazines are everywhere. Television is everywhere. Computer advertisements are everywhere. And they hold up the model. fashion model.
在我们所生活当中所接触到的电脑资讯电视里面、杂志里面，我们都可以看见各式各样的所谓的时装模特。
Now, did you hear that word? 模特。Is that right?
Yeah.
模特。
模特。
有什么意思？
模特有什么意思？
Okay, I think 模特 and model,、oh. fashion model are different in that model, the fashion model has a more specific or a general meaning of this is what we should be like. You should all be like this person. This is the role model of what we should be like.
So what is the model? Or what is the fashion model? I think there is a great difference.
你会说普通话吗？
模特是什么？模特跟时装模特的差异在哪里？让我来跟大家分享一下这两者的差别。
So, you know, and everywhere. I mean, in America, we have Jennifer Alice Aniston. See, I don't even know her name. Jennifer Aniston. I could never look like that. She's too beautiful.
在这本杂志上面，我们看见有詹妮弗·安妮斯顿。她是如此的美丽，我不能想象。
And you know, you could just go across the other side of the world and you got, you know, was it Zhang Ziyi?
那你如果再去到太平洋的另一岸的话，你可以看见另一位这个当今最红的模特张子怡小姐。
This is a model, it's just too high, you just can't live like this, but this is how we're supposed to be.
这些超级的所谓的模特让我们以凡人来说是根本无法能够像他们一样的生活在这世界上。
I mean, put here, Zhang Ziyi, look at that body of hers, and then look at me. 太胖了 ，too fat. I can never do that.
如果让我来跟张子怡的身材做个比较的话，我自己会觉得有点这个有点超重。Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That's 这是中文。
我听懂了。But you know, what kind of model does that? Is that what God really wants? You know, for us to starve our bodies to death and have anorexia and bulimia and become so worried that we go to the bathroom and we put our fingers down our throats so that we cannot get too fat and look like Jennifer Aniston?Is that what God wants?
如果这样的模特，我们来思想一下，是不是神要让我们照着这样的模特来生活？因为这样的模特实在是活在世界上面不容易，常常会得各样的疾病，包括厌食症等等。那么我们要思想一下，这是神所愿意我们这样的吗？
What does God want for us? I mean, look at the. I'm going to have to ask Xiong. Can you change? My thing doesn't work.Good. Okay. This is the model project runway.
这一张图上我们看见，这又是一个这个超级的模特，这是一个跑道项目上面向我们展示的这个超级模特。
You know, the model, we're supposed to be so beautiful and so thin, and then we walk down the road with a certain kind of a walk, and then we wear these crazy clothes because only crazy clothes are fashionable.
这些模特是穿着这世界上最美丽的衣服，他们在这个模特的舞台上面要走这样让人无可比喻的这样的一个步子。
What kind of model, what kind of role model does God want from us?
但是神要让我们成为怎样一个模范呢？
No, this is a worldly model to follow, but you know, God has a different model for us to follow.
这些都是一些属世的，当今世界上的一个模特的形象，但是神要让我们能够成为一个怎样的模范呢？
So as we come here, we see at this brand new baby church of Thessalonians a model of faith.
在这里我们从帖撒罗尼迦前书可以看见这样一个年轻的教会，保罗向他们树立一个怎样的福音的模范。
You know, I say models because, you know, in verse 6, he says, you became imitators of us and the Lord. So we were your model. And then he turns around and says, you were an example. So you imitated us, you imitated God, and now you are a model for other people.
在第六节里面，保罗讲到，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜乐，领受真道，就效法我们，也效法了主。
And the first thing you see from him is just a very simple faith. Keep your faith basic. Keep the gospel simple. He says, it's just simple. You turn from idols, from believing in a lot of different gods, to believing in one God, the true and living God.
保罗跟帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹所传讲的最基本的福音的真理，就是要让他们离弃偶像，来归向神，让他们全心的来敬拜他们所敬拜的那位神。
And the interesting thing is, Christians at that time were called atheists. Christians that believed in the Bible were called atheists.
有趣的是，在圣经里面，当时的基督徒们，他们被世人称为是无神论者。
Because in the Roman world, you had to believe in lots of different gods. You had to believe in, you know, many, many gods. And if you only believed in one, that meant you were anti-religious.
当时的罗马帝国的整个的社会是相信有诸多的神。如果你只相信那一位独一的真神，创造宇宙万物的神的话，那你就被世界认为是无神论者。
So they suffered because they only believed that there was one God, the creator of heaven and earth.
所以他们就因为相信只有那位创造宇宙万物的独一真神，而被这世界当时的社会所迫害。
And then Paul tells us that our faith depends on Jesus' son, his son who is to come. It says here that you wait for his son from heaven. He's talking about the second coming.
保罗跟帖撒罗尼迦教会弟兄姐妹所讲的这个福音是说，你们要像等候他儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
And the basis of the faith, Jesus was raised from the dead. If Jesus was raised from the dead, everything in Christianity is true.
信仰的基础就是因为耶稣基督从死里复活。因为耶稣基督从死里复活，那我们基督徒所信的一切都是真的。
And why Jesus came? He died on the cross to pay the penalty for our sin, so that those that believe in him will be delivered. We will be rescued from God's judgment, rescued from the wrath of God at the end of the world on sin and idolatry in the world.
耶稣为什么来到这个世界呢？就是因为神爱世人，他差他的儿子来到这个世界上，为我们的罪担当，为我们的罪死在十字架上，洗净我们一切的罪，并从死里复活，要让我们这些信他的人在耶稣基督再来的时候免受审判，能够与神同在。
So it's a simple faith that we are called to believe in, but it's also hard, you know. People don't want to believe that there's only one God. People don't want to believe that that God is a God that will judge us. People don't want to believe that our standing before him depends on the death of somebody else, because we do not want to say we're sinners. So it's a hard message, simple but hard.
这是一个简单，而且也是一个不容易接受的这样一个信息，就是耶稣基督来到这个世上是神的儿子，耶稣基督为我们的罪担当，耶稣基督为我们的罪在十字架上被钉死又复活，然后我们这些人在耶稣基督再来的时候要面对神的审判，这个是人们所要接受的，虽然简单，但是一个非常不容易接纳的一个福音。
So Paul holds out before us three models, three things that are important that will help us to take the message in the world.
保罗在这里跟我们树立了这样一个榜样，就是说让我们在跟世界世人传递福音的时候，要照着这个三个榜样来做。
And essentially what he says is, you know, number one, do evangelism as a church, as a whole body, a whole group of people together.
第一个榜样是说让我们用这个教会整体的一个观念来传福音。
The second, Diarga, is love people like a father, and number three, love people like a mother.
第二点是说让我们要能够像父亲一样的激励，把道理来传给我们的周遭的朋友。第三个模范是说让我们像母爱的这种温柔的样式来传递这个福音。
So let's look at the first one. Number one on the next slide is the model of evangelism. And first, we receive the gospel. You know, we have to recognize that we are receiving the gospel. We have to understand that when we receive the gospel, it is a work of God, not a work of other people.
让我们来看看第一个传福音的榜样，就是当我们来接受耶稣基督的时候，是我们接受神为我们预备的福音，不是我们做什么，我们要来确信是神为我们众人预备的那个所接受的福音。
So he tells us the reason that you received and accepted the gospel, the word of God, is because first God loved you. So it was God's love that pulled you towards him. And secondly, that he chose you. So God chose you, he predestined you, and he loved you, and that's what draw you so that you believe. That's what he says. You were loved by God, he has chosen you, and how do I know this? Because the gospel came to you. So it's a work of God.
我们确实要这样的来明白，当起初我们接受福音的时候，不是因为我们所做的什么，而是因为神有两点。第一，神在创世以前就拣选了我们，同时神又是爱我们，因为这样的缘故，所以我们接受了神给我们预备的福音。
And then, you know, he says here that you receive the word with joy and affliction. So it's obvious that you have taken the gospel into your heart because you not only suffer, you at the same time have joy. And if God does not work in you, you cannot suffer and have joy at the same time. So he says, I know that you have truly received the gospel of God.
同时保罗又向这个教会的弟兄姐妹阐述了这样的道理，就是当你们在这世上为主的缘故受逼迫的时候，你们又显出在你们的心中有圣灵所赐的喜乐，这个的原因就本身就是神的缘故，因为若不是神的话，你们不可能在世上又遭迫害又有喜乐。
And then he goes on to tell these people, you are a brand new group of Christians. You probably have no confidence in sharing the gospel, but you've already started doing it, and just continue sharing the gospel. Don't stop.
接下来保罗又告诉这里教会的弟兄姐妹们说，你们虽然你们是一个非常新的基督徒，你们刚刚成为在主里面的这个弟兄姐妹，但是你们还是要勇敢地去传递福音，实际上你们已经在这样的做。保罗鼓励他们继续地不断地来传福音。
Now, before we move, no, can you go back? Now, I want you to look. Here, Chinese is so much better. In English, he says, he's chosen you. The gospel came to you. You received. But you can't tell the difference between singular, you as a person in English, and plural, you as a group. But in Chinese, you can see 你们. So you can know this is, he's talking to a whole group, not to a person.
在这里第一章第五到第六节讲到，我知道你们是蒙拣选的，因为我们的福音传到你们那里。在英文里面就是讲的这个 你们这个字呢，是 看不出是单数还是复数，但是中文翻译的比较好，这是一个复数的形式，就是对整个教会的弟兄姐妹来讲。
So, do you know, in the world, we have two kinds of sports. You know, we have an individual sport, tennis, and we have a team sport, basketball.
在世上有两种类型的这个体育的竞赛项目，一种是单项的，就像打网球一样，那另外呢是有团队形式的，就是篮球的比赛。
And if we think of evangelism as a team sport that everybody does together and people have different roles, it becomes easy. But if we think it's an individual sport that I have to do everything as an individual, it becomes too hard.
如果我们把传福音当作是一个团队项目，像打篮球一样的话呢，我们就会觉得比较简单了。但是如果我们认为这样的福音传递是一个单向的活动，那么就会觉得不容易。
So what does he say here? He tells them, you people, you're a brand new group of Christians, but you've become an example of evangelism. The word of the Lord has gone out. It sounded forth. It's like a trumpet.The word of God has gone out and people hear it.
这里他到底在讲什么呢？就是当帖撒罗尼迦教会全体弟兄姐妹被这个鼓动起来，他们一起去传福音的时候，就像一个打仗的时候，一个军号已经吹响，这整个的这个团队都要一起为这样的一个目的来行动。
So here's this town of Thessalonica, and above it is an area called Macedonia. The gospel has gone from Thessalonica up into this whole area. It's like it's gone up to Seattle. Then he says, the word of God, the gospel has gone down to San Francisco. You know, it's gone down to Acacia. But how does the word of God go out?
在这里，保罗形象地把这个帖撒罗尼迦教会传递福音的这个途径描写成他们已经把福音传到了北面的马其顿，还有南面的这个亚该亚，就好像我们在这里把福音传递北面的西雅图跟南面的旧金山一样。那怎样把这样的福音传出去呢？
And so what I think is that Thessalonica is a trade city. There's people coming back, businessmen, like in Portland.And businessmen, they come to Thessalonica from up north. They stay there for a while. They buy things. They sell things. They go to church. They slowly hear the gospel. Then they go back and take the gospel with them.
就好像在这个帖撒罗尼迦教会所在的城市，帖撒罗尼迦就是一个贸易的城市有北面来的商人，他们跑到帖撒罗尼迦来做买卖，然后待一段时间在会堂里面听到了福音，然后呢他们又把福音带到他们来的地方，把福音传出去。
And so what I really want to point out, the word of the Lord goes forth from you as a whole, as a team. It says from you all.
所以这里我要强调的就是神的福音是从你们这个整个的一个团队来传递出去的。
You know, it's not just one person.
不仅仅是从一个人。
It's not the pastor.
不仅是牧师。
You know, it's not the person over here who has the special gift of evangelism.
也不是在这里的某一位有特别有传福音恩赐的一位弟兄或姐妹。
You know, that lady over there has a special gift from God. She speaks the gospel. That's okay. She does it for us. I don't have to do it.
不是说这里有一位这样的姐妹有这样的恩赐，只要她来传福音，我并不需要这样做。
You know, the pastor sits up there and he teaches. It's all his responsibility. He's supposed to do it.
好像牧师在这里来讲道这完全是他的责任，我们并没有参与。
Or it's all my responsibility. I'm the, you know, I have to do it, but it's too much because I don't have all those gifts. So I feel burdened and I stop. I give up.
或者是说这个都是我的责任，我心里想要做这样的福音的工作，可是呢我的能力有限，我的恩赐也有限，那我只能是说心有余而力不足。
But you know, in a church is a body, and in the same way there's a hand, there's an arm, there's a head, there's a leg. Everybody has a different part, a different role.
这里给我们的一个形象就是说，整个教会传福音就像一个大的一个身体啊，这里面有手有脑有脚啊，有这个各样的这个身体的部位。
So I will give you an example. Last every Sunday night I go to PSU with a group of people to share the gospel with Chinese students.And there's different churches. There's different churches that all come and different people. And we do a lot so that these Chinese students, postdocs, and visiting scholars can hear the gospel.
我跟大家举一个例子。每个星期天的晚上我会去波特兰州立大学，那里有一个福音形式的聚会，有各个教会的弟兄姐妹参加。那另外还有来自中国各地的在这里做访问学者的这个朋友们。
And so last week I was at a dinner, and we had about 8 of these people together, and one family, there was a wife and her husband and their daughter, and they, or at least the husband and the daughter, were getting ready to go back to China, so we had the opportunity to sort of give them a blessing, to say something, to wish them well.
上一个星期天晚上我们有大概8个人的样子在吃一个晚餐，其中有一个家庭丈夫太太还有女儿，那这个丈夫跟女儿呢要准备回国了，那我们一同要为他们回去的路程来祝福。
So you know, we all went around the table and it came my turn, and I don't know why, but I said, I hope when you go back to Shandong, they live in Tai'an,that you will continue to ask questions about Jesus, that you will maybe think about going to a church when you get there.
当轮到我来为他们祝福的时候，我就讲到说，愿这个父亲跟女儿回到中国山东的泰安的时候呢，他们可以继续的来问这样的问题问耶稣是谁，那同时也可以找机会去当地的教会。
And what I know is that the woman is at a place where she's starting to believe in God. She's starting to believe in the gospel. Not everything, but she's starting. And this whole time that she's been here, there have been people from an American group that have tried to share the gospel. She comes to our dinner. People make food. People organize games. People lead singing songs and explain what the songs mean. People get up front.And they teach about what the gospel is. Other people just love them. And she is now at the place where she's starting to believe in the gospel. All of these people together as a team.
我呢注意到，因为这一段时间，这个太太在这里的进修，在这样的活动当中呢，有各样的基督徒，他们在传讲福音，在讲圣经的道理，来通过做晚餐活动呢，渐渐的把福音的种子已经撒在了这位太太的心中。那我已经感觉到她呢已经在开始来相信耶稣。
So when I told them, I hope when you go home that you will continue to ask about Jesus and maybe go to church, what she said surprised me.
当我跟这个父亲跟女儿来告诉他们说，你们回去可以继续来问追寻这个耶稣的事情，同时呢也可以去教会。那我就碰到这样一个这个太太就讲了一些话，让我觉得有惊奇。
You know, she said, my sister became a Christian, and she's been sharing the gospel with me. Her church has been sharing, and then now that I come to America, all of these people are telling me about God.And I'm starting to believe. So when I go home, I know my sister's church is there, and maybe we will go to her church.
这位太太就说，当我在国内的时候呢，我的姐妹们的这个 来跟我传讲福音，同时呢 我姐妹的这个教会呢也跟我来这个传讲福音。那现在我到了美国，有美国的弟兄姐妹也跟我讲同样的事情，所以我现在已经开始来要相信耶稣基督。
So God has a big team that he has organized, an evangelism team. He has her sister, her sister's husband, her sister's church with different people there, team of people that are here that have been helping by cooking dinners, by organizing games, by having an English class, by standing up front and telling the gospel, by loving him individually. All these people have a different role, but God is using it to lead this one family to faith in Jesus Christ.
神为他自己的福音的传递预备了一个强大的团队，有这个太太的姐妹和姐妹的丈夫，他们的教会，还有在美国的弟兄姐妹，各个朋友为他们所预备的一切的真理的分享，他们自己信主的经历，他们做各样的手工活动，还有聚餐，因为这一些福音的种子，就让这一个这个妈妈已经开始接受耶稣基督。
And so, you know, we are an evangelism team. One big evangelism team as a church.
所以我们作为一个教会来讲，我们是一个强大的一个整体的福音的事工的团队。
And some people get up and they talk about the gospel.
有一些人他们在这个特定的场合下他们就站起来来讲福音的道理。
Some people sit down with a Bible and answer questions.
也有些人在坐着跟福音朋友交谈的时候就回答他们对圣经的问题。
And some people stand at the door and welcome people when they come and visit and help them feel at home.
那也有人就在门口来接待朋友的时候他们就把这个接待的工作就透露出他们所信的那一位。
Some people drive and pick up food and serve food.
也有人呢，他们自己用车去准备食物，然后呢，把这个美妙的喷香的食物来带给他们所要传递福音的朋友们。
And some people are just good at sitting down and listening to somebody share their heart and talk about their problems.
有一些人就是有这个善于聆听的恩赐，他们就坐在那里静静的来聆听这些慕道朋友们所要分享的他们生活的经历。
And God's evangelism team works really well if we are reaching out and bringing people to every event that we have. But if you just focus inward, if just focus inward,We just think about ourselves and nobody else. The evangelism team doesn't work because all we're doing is thinking about ourselves.
所以当我们以一个团队的形式来一同同工在主里面将福音来传递给那些来慕道的朋友还没有信主的人的时候神就会在我们当中做工反之如果我们把我们的注意力紧紧放在我们自己的身上只是我们内在自己怎样在跟神的关系里面那恐怕这福音的道理呢就不容易传出去。
So we have a challenge.
所以我们有面临这样一个挑战。
You know, God's challenge is, you know, to reach out. If, for example, when we have the day camp, we don't just think about our own children, but if everybody is inviting their neighbors,And everybody is inviting their friends that have children, and they come, even though it doesn't look like evangelism, God uses it as evangelism.
就像我们上一周我们举办的这个儿童的暑假这个营会的时候，我们如果不仅仅是把我们自己的小朋友请来，我们同时也把我们的邻居的小朋友朋友的也一同请来的话那我们就可以通过这样的一个聚会活动把福音就传给那些还没有听到福音的人
Or if your children in the youth group have an event like ice skating and You get a phone call or you get an email saying, can you go and give these children a ride to come here?
当你如果接到一个电话说我们这个年轻人的小组有一个滑冰的这个活动，你可不可以去带另外几个朋友来把他们带到这个活动，那你这个时候会有怎样的这个反应呢？
So to us, it only feels like all I'm doing is driving these children and I don't have time and I can't do it. Now I will let them do it. But, you know, you never know. God may be using you driving some other youth to ice skating or to a concert or just to come to church. That may be part of your being part of God's evangelism team. God can use that. We think it's just driving, but in God's mind, it's part of his evangelism in reaching the world for the gospel.
所以当你有时候做这个开车司机的话呢，也许神也在这里面用我们，让我们来参与整个这样一个福音传递的工作，因为你不知道你所带领的人去这个滑冰也好啊，音乐会也好，或者怎样的活动，他们就在这样的活动里面听到了福音，就接受了耶稣基督为他们个人的救主。
So you know, God gives everybody in the church spiritual gifts.
所以神给我们教会里面的每一个人都有一个属灵的恩赐。
Some are good at serving, some are good at hospitality.
有些人擅长于来传福音，也有些人呢擅长于来接待朋友。
Some are good at teaching, some are good at evangelism.
有些人擅长于来教导，也有的擅长能够将福音跟人分享。
But if all of those gifts are used to reach people outwardly, to get out of the church and call them,You don't have to have a different gift than you already have. You just use the gift that you already have for the purpose of bringing people to Christ.
如果我们以一个团队的形式来服侍，来做传福音的工作的话，我们并不一定要求神给我们另外不同的恩赐，我们就应该可以用我们已经给我们的恩赐，在这样一个团队里面来一同的服侍。
In 20 years as a pastor, I'm going to tell you what I think is the most effective evangelism there is.
在我做牧师二十年之久的今天，我来跟大家分享，就我来看传福音当中最有效的一个方法是什么样的。
It's the children's ministry.
那就是一个儿童的事工，是一个非常有效的福音的事工。
People, the children is the back door to the church. People will come to the church for the sake of their children.And people will leave the church because of their children. But if the people that are Sunday school teachers that help on Friday night, what they don't realize is how powerfully God is using your teaching to bring the whole family to Christ.
儿童的事工就好像教会的一个后门一样的。人呢，就因为儿童事工的发展，他们被带到教会来，来认识神，来接受福音。也可能因为儿童事工的薄弱的话呢，他们就可能从这个门流失出教会。
So I just number two, we love like a father, we speak truth like the father.
在我们今天讲的模范的第二个里面呢，就讲到你像一个父爱做一个激励的榜样，你像父亲一样的来教导，也像父亲一样的来鼓励。
What Paul says is, I was effective at evangelism because I loved you like a father, and as a father, I was strong enough to encourage you, to exhort you, and to really charge you, to push you to follow Jesus in a worthy manner.
保罗在跟帖撒罗尼迦教会的弟兄姐妹来教导的时候，他说我像父亲一样的将真理来传递给你们，同时要用这个激励的这个心思来激励弟兄姐妹在这个持守正道上面来与主同行。
Now, this looks like a very strong, harsh father, but I don't think it is.
在这里听上去好像是一个非常严厉的严谨的这样一个父亲的心态，但是呢，并不是这样。
You know, sometimes people who think I am not strong are actually the most powerful.
有时候当一个人认为自己并不是非常强的时候呢，导致他在主里面是一个非常强的一个弟兄或姐妹。
You may think, I am not strong enough emotionally to talk to people about their sin.
也许你并不认为自己有这样足够的勇气在这个情感上面有足够的这个想法来跟人来讲罪的事情。
I don't have the confidence to tell people they need to walk the way that God wants them to walk.
我没有这样的信心可以让我所传递福音的人能够有这样的勇气来离弃这个世界的捆绑来跟随神。
When I first became a Christian, the first church I went to, the first job I was given was to teach first grade Sunday school class. My very first job.
当我成为基督徒的时候，我第一个服事的工作就是来教主日学。
And we had a little tiny boy whose name was Eddie Ridenour.
当时有一个很小的男孩，他的名字叫 Eddie 拉迪阿尔。
Very good.
First.
Very good.
Thank you.
Eddie was small and a little afraid.
Eddie 非常小，但是他也有一点害怕。
And he came to church with his mother, and I started to notice his mother was also a little afraid.
Eddie 跟他的母亲一起来到教会，我也注意到这母亲呢也有一些恐惧。
You know, she looked like a woman whose heart had been crushed.
看上去这个妈妈她的心呢被什么压抑住了。
And on Sunday, their father, who was a big truck driver, didn't want them coming to church. You think I'm big and fat? This man was really big and really fat.
因为他们的父亲，这 Eddie 的父亲呢，是一个很强壮的卡车司机因为这个司机呢，他非常不愿意来反对这个太太跟孩子去星期天去教会。那因为他的这个身体的强壮，所以让这两个人都觉得非常胆怯。如果你觉得我已经够壮的话，那个 Eddie 的爸爸就是更是这个比这个更加壮，
比我更胖。我太胖了，他更胖。And he was the man. He drives a truck. He's gone all the time. He comes home. And what does he do when he comes home? He drinks beer, drinks beer, drinks beer, and watches TV.
所以这个满胖的这个父亲呢，就是开车，开卡车，开完卡车到了家，他就喝啤酒，一杯一杯的喝。
And I would later learn he was constantly yelling at his wife and hitting her.
后来我有了解到这个卡车司机这个父亲呢就是常常的一直是对这个太太吼叫而且呢要打他。
And the reason little Eddie was afraid was because his dad was beating him all the time.
Eddie 呢也非常的害怕因为这个爸爸呢老是打这个儿子。
And somebody from the church every Sunday morning would come and knock on their door and take Eddie and his mother to church.
那个星期天的早晨的话呢，教会的有弟兄姐妹会去这个 Eddie 的家来敲门，然后把这个母亲跟儿子呢一同接到教会。
This little boy Eddie has no power to confront sin.
这个小小的儿子 Eddie 的话呢，没有能力、没有力量来跟这个罪所来这个挑战。
So one day, the person comes to pick up his mother and Eddie.And his dad is still drunk from the night before, starts hitting his wife and yelling at her, telling, you're not going to this stupid church anymore. I'm sick of you and Jesus. No more church. And he's hitting her, and this poor person standing outside listening to all this inside.
好，有一天，星期天呢，这同样是要到去教会的时候，教会的这个弟兄他来到这个 他们 Eddie 的家要来看，要接他们。可是呢，这一次这个 Eddie 的父亲又在前天晚上酗酒啊，然后呢是今天早晨又非常的暴怒啊，来这个啊嘴里骂这个母亲跟孩子，又要打这个妈妈，然后呢嘴里讲一些亵渎神的话，就是说我已经非常讨厌星期天去教会，你们不要再来了啊，给他们很大的威胁。
And little tiny Eddie, after dozens and dozens of times watching his dad hit his mom, finally, with tears in his eyes, stands up and talks to his dad.
这小 Eddie 看见母亲被父亲打了以后，他自己也伤心，然后呢，他一直的是在这个恐惧里面，终于他可以站起来啊，来跟他的父亲讲话，那眼睛里呢啊，充满了啊泪水。
Tears rolling down his eyes. Daddy, I don't think Jesus is very happy with you right now.
然后他就说了这一句，他说我并不认为耶稣基督现在对你是满意的。
Daddy, why are you hitting mommy? I don't understand. Jesus can't be happy. What you're doing is not right.
然后他就说他父亲，你为什么打母亲呢？耶稣基督对你这样的做法肯定是不满意的，你知道吗？
You think you have no power.
你认为你没有这样的能力。
Eddie's father broke down in tears on that day.
Eddie 的父亲那天就因着这样儿子的一句话心中破碎，他带着眼泪，他能够人整个就被这样的力量所摧毁了。
The little tiny words of that small boy was like an arrow that went into the heart of his father, and his father collapsed emotionally.
这个小男孩的这样一句话带有无比的能力，就穿透了这个父亲的内心，因此这个父亲就全人就瘫这个被这个力量所摧毁，然后就瘫倒在地上。
Within a week, Eddie's father repented, accepted Jesus as his Lord and Savior. Within a month, he was baptizing and standing up front in the church, confessing his sins to everybody and asking God to forgive him, and their whole entire life changed.
一个星期以后，这个 Eddie 的父亲呢，就开始有转变了，他忏悔他所做的一切，他开始来到了教会来接受耶稣基督为他个人救主。那一个月以后，他就在教会的众人面前来承认他的错，然后为这个被这个耶稣基督接纳为这个神家里的人来受洗。
If you're a very humble person and you feel like I have no right to speak to somebody else about their sin, and I am too afraid to speak to somebody about their sin, what you may not know is your humility, your weakness, may make God's words being spoken through you by the Holy Spirit as powerful as an arrow to bring a person down to.
当你有时候想到你自己不够有能力，你自己不够有勇气来面对你跟他传福音的这个人，那你有时候就会想到神会用这样一个谦卑没有能力软弱的人，他的话，因为是神的话，就可以穿透那个人的心，可以让那个人来归向神。
We speak the gospel in truth, but we also have to speak the gospel in love like a mother.
我们用这个福音的真理来向人传递，我们又要用这样像母爱的这个温柔把福音传递给别人。
I just want you to look at the one little phrase, like a nursing mother.
我们让大家来注意这样一个短语，就是这里第七节，第二章的第七节讲到，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
What man wants to be like a nursing mother?
怎样的一个男人，他要像一个母亲乳养自己的孩子一样呢？
Okay. Do we look like two men that would like to be compared to a mother that is nursing her child?
我们这两个人可以做这样的比喻吗？好像一个人啊，像一个母亲在乳养自己的孩子呢？
I don't think the Apostle Paul wanted anybody to think of him as being like a nursing mother. He's a man.
我不认为保罗使徒保罗在这一段要让人来知道他像一个母亲一样来乳养自己的孩子，因为他是一个男人。
He's telling men like David and I to learn how to be gentle and caring when we share the gospel.
他是要告诉像我们这两位站在台上的弟兄，能够在跟人分享福音的时候，要有这样一个温柔的心，温柔再加温柔。
So yesterday, Sandy and I went to go see a brand new baby.
昨天Sandy 跟我们去探访一家人，他们有一个刚刚诞生的一个婴孩。
So you probably don't know, but Frank and Allison had a baby 6 pounds on Wednesday.
Oh, Frank, 这个跟 Allison 他们在星期三有了一个第二个孩子。
So you know the baby's this small.
小小的婴孩。
You know you're almost afraid to touch.
摸一摸都有一点害怕。
Yes. And then, you know, and then you put it, you know, by the... You know what I mean, right? I'm sorry, I can't talk about this.
我不讲你也会知道我的意思吗？
You know, but a mother giving milk to her daughter.
因为只能把这个孩子放在母亲的怀里。
You know, he's telling us men to love people in a way that is so gentle. It's like a mother that is just holding her little tiny baby right here.
保罗在这里告诉我们这教会的弟兄姐妹，特别是弟兄们，在我们跟人分享福音的时候，就要有像母亲抱这个他自己的婴孩一样这样的温柔。
You know, and I look at these words, affectionately desirous and very dear. To me, those sound like how a mother feels.
就好像在这里第二章第八节讲到的，我们既是这样爱你们，不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你们，因你们是我们所疼爱的。
You know, but if we love people like that, they respond, even if they're big and strong.
如果我们用这样的心态、这样的方式去待人的话，这样爱他们的话，那这些人会用怎样的心态来回应呢？他们会回应的。
So we share the gospel, which is really simple. We love like a father that is strong, but we're gentle like a mother in how we care for people.
所以今天我们所讲的这个福音的三个模范的样式，是我们在真理里面来讲福音的基本的道理，又好像父亲一样，在传讲福音的时候有这样强大的这个能力，同时呢，我们又在用温柔的心与人来分享福音的这个。
And we all work together as one body.
我们一同在主里面来同工，像一个身体一样。来做福音的事工。
Now, a couple of weeks ago, we were in China.
几个星期以前，我们在中国。
And we're at this school, and I thought we could never share the gospel here. I never expected that we would share the gospel.
我们在一个学校里面，我当时就想，好像我们不可能在这里做福音的事工。
And the lady who runs the school, Christine at Bowai,You know, she figured out a way for us to share.
这个博爱学校的这个中国方面这里的联系人呢，这个 Christine, 她就想到了一个好的方法，好让我们一同可以来做一个团队来分享福音。
You know, God was assembling his evangelism team.
神在预备他自己的福音的团队。
a group of students, mainland Chinese students from Toronto, who are not Christians, all came to the school and they were going to help teach the older children.
在多伦多的地方有来自一对华人的这个学生，他们在那里呢来教年纪比较大的一些学生。
And then we found out that there was a group from a local college of people that were English majors, and they were going to come, and they were going to help teach English to the young children.
也有一个团队是从当地的一个大学里面，他们的英语专业的学生他们来到这个学校呢，博爱学校来教他们学生的英文。
And as we're there, when, you know, and Shuhai, you don't mind my talking about you? Go ahead. Okay, thank you. So Shuhai, he organizes this group from Toronto, this group from this college, and a couple of people from Hong Kong, a church in Hong Kong. So, you know, he's kind of organizing this, and then we all go there, and we're all teaching these young children. But then the lady from Boai and the women from Hong Kong asked us to go and meet with them, and they said, we want to be able to share the gospel.
在这里我跟大家分享一个故事，就是我们教会的杨长老他这个秀海在这个施工里面做了很多的协调的工作包括从多伦多来的一个中国的学生团队，还有当地的这个大学里面的一些英文专业的学生，还有几位从香港来的这个学生他们在这一起与博爱学校的老师协调人，他们一同在设想如何作为一个团队的形式来跟这个学生们来分享福音。
So one night we get up and I talk about why we came here, and we talked about to all of the students from Toronto and from Changchun and explained to them, oh, it's God's love that brought us here. And a couple of the women from Hong Kong got up and they talked about God's love too. God's love, you know, Jesus Christ brought us here to these other students. The second night we all get together and Christine talks about God's love is what is bringing us here. Third night, Shuhai got up and he told his whole testimony about coming to Christ to all of these students. I expected not to be able to, but can you see how God is pulling these different people together? The people from Hong Kong, Christine, us. Now, what I'm sorry. Don't let me get out of control.
第一天晚上我们这几来自几路的团队聚在一起那天晚上我跟大家来分享这个神的爱。第二天晚上一两位从香港来的姐妹，她们也讲述了她们在神的爱里面的这个经历。那第三天晚上秀海呢也在众人面前讲述了他自己跟神经历的见证通过这样一个团队的工作，让我们看见福音是一个神所预备的一个团队的事工。 Yes.
And the rest of the time, not these meetings, these two women from Hong Kong and Shuhai, I just learned this out. I'm going to embarrass you. They're going around and they're talking to all of these students,asking them what they believe in God and telling them all about the gospel.
那天晚上的话，这个两位从香港来的姐妹还有秀海，他们就走来走去，就碰到学生，他们就跟他们私下就分享他们是否信耶稣，他们这个信耶稣是怎么一回事情。
Just kind of one by one going around, gently talking to people, sharing the truth.
他们是走来走去，就跟学生们私下一对一的来讲神的爱的故事。
I have a new role model.
我也有一个这个生活当中的一个模范的形样式。
Day after day after day, I watched Shuhai go around loving this person, loving that person, listening to this person.Talking to that person, helping people. You know, he had what I wish I had, in terms of a gift of pastoral care, going around and all of these people, and I'm watching these people from these different cities coming because they want to talk about their church and what I, you know, and I just think, you know, this is exactly the kind of person that I would like to become in terms of the ability to love like a father, love gently like a mother, and to be able to share the gospel. And he's just one person among this group of people that are there. And we're all there bit by bit sharing the gospel. God has a team that he pulled together so that the gospel could go out to all of these students. And then at the, I'm getting ahead. Go ahead.
That's okay. 在我的一个人生的经历当中，我现在觉得我有一个这样的一个这个学习的模范，就是说在那一次的那几个晚上，我亲眼看见秀海弟兄他跟另外的两位香港来的姐妹，他们就以一个神的爱的样式在这个学生当中走来走去，他们见人就能够聆听他们的故事，以神的爱像一个父亲那样的一个谆谆的教诲，还有像母亲那样一个温柔的样式，来把福音的故事跟这些孩子们来分享。这真是让我看见这样的一个恩赐。我常常会想，我也是要求神给我这样一个有这样的教导，有这样的爱心，有这样的忍耐跟温柔的牧师牧养的这样一个恩赐。
And then at the end, our teenagers get up and they perform a skit called the Hat Skit, which tells the whole gospel from God's creation, Satan's temptation, Adam and Eve falling, people falling deep into sin, Jesus coming to earth, dying on the cross, and rescuing us from our sin. But it was all hidden in a skit about hats.
后来我们的年轻的团队他们做了一个剧本的表演这个整个剧本就是讲到神的创造亚当夏娃的堕落人类的败坏，神的爱世人，神差他的儿子耶稣基督为人的罪钉死在十字架上，然后复活，这样整个的一个道理在故事里面向众学生众人们来呈现。
And a woman that was there who's married to a Muslim man who's open to the gospel basically said, those children gave the clearest presentation of the gospel I've ever seen.
那有一个嫁给这个穆斯林先生的一个太太呢，她也因为这样的缘故来认识神，她呢告诉大家这些孩子们所表演的一个这个表演的剧本让我们最清楚的看见神爱世人，神拯救人的这样一个故事。
Do you see what I mean?
你看见我在讲的一个什么意思了吗？
Evangelism is a team sport.
福音的事工是一个团队的事工。
You know, we all don't, it's not individual like tennis where we all go out and individually evangelize, it's team. We all have a role to play.
这不是像我们每一个人自己来像打网球一样的一个福音的事工，而是一个整体的教会的事工。
What is your role?
那我们每一个人的这个角色是什么呢？
You know, as an individual person,What is your role? What gift has God given you to contribute to us working together to share the gospel?
我们每个人都来思想一下，神给我们每一个人怎样的恩赐，好叫我们在这样一个团队的福音的事工当中来贡献我们神给我们的恩赐。
Because if we work together as a team, if we speak truth like a father, and we love like a mother, and we're all contributing our part, God can do a great thing here in Clark County.
当我们在神里面同心一同来服侍的时候，我们像父亲一样来讲述神的道理，我们也像母亲一样用温柔的心来分享我们见证我们与神的关系的故事的时候，神必要用这样的一个团队来成就他福音的大能。
And I just pray God will help us to have confidence to share the gospel with those that are around us.
我愿意向神来祷告，神赐给我们众人这样一个信心，来用我们从神那里得来的恩赐来一同来做福音的事工。
Let me pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Father God in heaven, we know that you sent Jesus to redeem the world around us.
我们在天上的父，我们知道神你差遣你自己的儿子来到这个世上，为我们众人的罪来赦免。
And we know that you closed, you ended each of the four gospels with the great commission to share the gospel with the world.
我们也知道你赐给我们这四本福音书，要让我们今天已经信你的人来一同为你的福音来做工。
And we know that you opened the book of Acts saying that we are your witnesses taking the gospel to the ends of the earth.
我们也知道你赐给我们使徒行传，让我们看见起初教会弟兄姐妹们，以至于今天我们一同信你的人都可以将福音传递出去，以及传到地极。
And that in heaven there will be people from every nation, every tribe, every tongue.
在天堂我们再见的时候，我们就会知道那里有来自于世界各地各个民族各种语言的信你的人。
And that the reason they will be there is because we overcame by the blood of the Lamb in his death on the cross.
我们这些人能够在天上相见的时候，是因为耶稣基督你的儿子为我们众人所洒的血。
And by our testimony that we give as we share the gospel around us.
是因为你赐给我们这样传福音的能力，好叫那福音的故事给传递给众人。
We pray that your spirit would come and work among us so that we could be effective at sharing the gospel here.
我们祷告你的圣灵来到我们当中，使我们众人有这样的信心，有这样的勇气，有这样的爱心，将这样的福音传递给我们周遭的人。
So I pray that you'll open up our eyes, give us confidence in the heart, and help us to step forward and think about the people around us.
我们求你打开我们的眼睛，让我们的心是向着你的，让我们有这样的能力，让我们有这样的勇气跟爱心，将福音传给我们所要传递。
In Jesus' name we pray, Amen.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。